Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose raid.
All right. So what do we mean when we say we're in two camps here? We're in the book, but it's a book about magazine.
It's a book about the iconic magazine, The Face, which you remember, The Face started in 1980 in the UK, and it ran for about 20 years, and it was kind of, arts, culture, fashion, style, and I remember spending many hours at the Hamilton Public Library reading copies of The Face, and then when I started buying magazines when I was at high school, started buying The Face. Really, it felt really expensive to me, quite glossy.
Oh yeah, it was a thing. You know, high end. You didn't just go. It wasn't like The Listener. Listener was a great magazine, but I mean, it wasn't like the New Zealand Woman's Weekly.
Could I jump in? Was it one of the first air freight magazines you could get?
Maybe it was.
Okay, that's all I've got.
Although World of Interiors was probably air freight too.
But it definitely was. Definitely, if you could get the air freighted one, you mean, because it was such
with
a
the orange sticker.
It was such a trendsetter, wasn't it?
And absolutely.
I was a very closet Face fan. Yeah, very close. I was getting the Face early on and just and informing myself about stuff that I was really kind of excited to be reading about.
I think that's the thing. It was a lifeline to culture that we didn't really have information, access to that information in New Zealand at the time. So, hearing about music and books and, it has fashion.
Raves and stuff.
Raves. Yeah. It kind of covered all the acid house movement and Britpop and, stuff like that.
And so, but now it's no longer in print, obviously.
In print.
Too cool for its own cool?
Too cool. No, I mean,
I know how that
feels. I think it ended in 2000, so it had a good 20-year run.
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad. Yeah, so anyway, this book is called The Story of the Face, the magazine that changed culture, and it's by Paul Gorman, and it's Thames and Hudson, who are an amazing publisher.
It's a big book, by the way.
Big, big book. It's only $75.
What we've got, actually, it's actually a magazine-sized what do you call it? What the size bit of paper? The magazine size, bit of massive, great, heavy book.
Yeah.
Like seven magazines in a pile.
Yeah, pretty much.
But with a nice cover.
Yeah, nice cover. Really high production values. And I actually have just started thinking about The Face again recently because Pip Adam won the Ockham Book Award Acorn Foundation Prize for her novel.
I saw that.
The New Animals. And on the cover's this really striking kind of collage made by the artist Kerry Ann Lee from Wellington. And there's all these kind of images on there. And if you look really closely down the bottom, there's a copy of The Face. And it's the one with, I think it was from 1980, with Susie Sue on the cover. It was a really good issue of The Face. And I started thinking about it. Yeah, that had the Human League and Echo and the Bunnymen and Viv Albertine was in it.
You're fully Face, aren't you?
Well,
hell, you would have been born in 1980 even?
Oh, I was born yesterday, mate.
All right. Yeah, sure. Okay. That's like I say, it informs so much of what we're into now.
Yeah, totally. I was never actually into the fashion, to be honest, because I'm not really into fashion. I wish I was, but I'm really not.
But it was exciting to see and to sort of go, really? That's actually making waves?
Yeah.
Big smiley faces. Really big neon smiley faces.
That's all in here too.
Floppy this and that and bloody, and then all that much makeup and that hairstyle.
Yeah.
But they were right. They pretty much picked it,
So when Nick Logan started The Face, he'd worked for Smash Hits and NME, and he wanted it to be a magazine that was kind of pitched to a target audience that was a bit older, and high production values, glossy, attractive, well produced as a magazine rather than, kind of a zine or a kind of inky. And it had, top photographers.
An inky.
Top photographers, Cindy Sherman, Mapplethorpe were featured in it. Kind of edgy graphic design and really amazing kind of journalistic features written by, names that you would recognise now, like Julie Birchall and Tony Parsons and top journalists. So
it didn't seem as like it was cool without seeming as desperate to be cool as NME. So desperate to throw away out the dead wood and in with the new stuff every week.
Well, for me, like a little scumbag in Ngarua Wahia.
Beg your pardon.
The Face.
I will have no contributor of mine talked about like that. Thank you. Here you are. Good day.
being told. Right. It seemed like a kind of unattainable kind of coolness, you know, to me. It was sort of like, wow, you know, these are bands doing stuff. It's really cool and glossy, but, you know, I
there's
like...
There's a scene all the way over there. There's a scene. You know?
That I will never be a part of. But, yeah, sort of aspirational and just having information, you know, because that was a lifeline for us. And we didn't have magazines like that in New Zealand.
No.
Really, did we? I mean, we had RTR Countdown magazine, I guess.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. RTR Shake magazine was around too.
There's that's right.
And if you, and from a fashion, what was Pride of Pavement? I always thought that Planet was a pretty good Antipodean version of the face. You know, like very different, obviously, but had the same sort of confidence, maybe.
That ran out of Auckland, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a great book. It has a lot of the iconic covers. Reading through it, it all came rushing back to me. Like, they're probably still in a box at my mum and dad's house. And alongside it runs some of the top features as well as backstories of, you know, how they put issues together. And there's about three essays in there as well. About how it kind of came about and kind of obstacles they overcame.
And Jules is just flipping through it and they put Lara Croft on the cover.
Lara Croft.
Yeah.
I remember that too. I was like, oh, what's this crap?
And they're responsible for Kate Moss, Kate Moss.
That's right. Yep, Kate Moss, there she is. So recognisable, these images.
I'd just like to point out from can everyone out there see this? It's like a magazine. It's like a very big magazine.
I know, lovely.
Yeah.
300 pages.
Quite lavish. Yeah. And just great context, beautifully produced, just like a copy of The Face, really. And you know, it'd just be such a great book for people who like fashion, magazines, design, culture, art, photography. Heaps of content in here. I was surprised it was only $75.
Oh, that's very nice. What's it called again?
Because look,
Jules.
Full name there. The story of The Face, the magazine that changed culture by Paul Gorman.
Lovely. And $75 available now.
Yeah, that's right.
What a lovely gift that would be for yourself or for somebody else.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.